Beloved family, I'm here to tell you, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. It's been my habit to take a look at the situation in Israel and pay attention to some of those things and bring them into prayer. And today when I went to do that, I saw that Iran was on the move with mobile missile launchers. Israel is on the move, and all the other nations of the axis of evil being led by Iran are in last minute preparations for World War III. However, you have nothing to fear. I'm going to share with you the Lord's message. Lord, please speak to me. Beloved, I'm so glad you asked. The time is at hand, and the very best preparation is to pray back to back Divine Mercy chaplets. And then he added some personal things that we need to do as well. Everything you see in the way of movements is the real thing. In other words, they are showing actual movements. They're not just faking it or giving us some kind of false narrative. It's actually happening. The axis of evil has been waiting for this moment when they could begin their attack. You who belong to me have nothing to fear, for I shall soon be taking you home. Timing and intensity depends on how hard you pray. Fast as you can, make your peace with everyone and prepare yourselves to be with me in heaven. Forgive all who have in the course of your lives hurt, abused, cheated, lied, abandoned you, stolen, murdered, oppressed. I say to you, you must forgive them and bless them to be forgiven by me. Make an act of the will to release all ill feelings about them. I will do the rest. It's not just about what you feel, it is about your will. Say, quote, Lord Jesus, I make an act of the will to forgive them, end of quote. Then consider it done. Satan will continue to tempt you back into unforgiveness and bitterness, but just keep repeating your resolution. I will in turn forgive you and absolve you of all your sins, those you recognize and those you are ignorant of. Ask forgiveness of me. Quote, Lord, please forgive me for all I have done to injure you and all you have created, all the times, resources, and opportunities I've neglected and wasted for the building up of your kingdom on earth. Please have mercy on me. Do this, and I will, by my divine grace, wipe all iniquity away from you. Now leave the rest in my loving hands and have no fear. I love you more than you love yourselves. I have gone to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you too will be, along with all your loved ones, including dreams and pets. You are my beloved. Trust me. Do all you can to love those around you in your last moments on earth. And trust me, I've got this. I too have been waiting since the beginning of time for us to be together for eternity. And I promise you, I have made note of all the things you loved on this earth, and they will be in your mansion waiting for you when you arrive. Oh, how I love you. And that was the end of this message. So get ready, guys. We are going home in the not too distant future, hoping we'll have some time for conversions and to help others make their peace with God. But whatever happens, all of it is in the Lord's hands. And he may tarry a bit so we can help others and prove our love for him and our love for souls. Or he may immediately take us. At this point, I'm not sure. All I know is that he's asking for back-to-back Divine Mercy chaplets. I love you all, and I'll see you in heaven.